and I both like certainty. No surprises. Sure we do. We have plans for today, for the future, for the next few weeks. My diary is pretty much full of all the things I'm planning to do. Now, I'm really looking forward to a short holiday I have planned in a few weeks' time. I'm planning to go to Rwanda and India later again this year. My daughter's wedding is coming up. It's all planned, all nice and safe and predictable. But life's not like that. Life can throw a curved ball at you that hits you in the solar plexus and knocks the wind out of you. All of a sudden, all your great plans fly out the window. Life can be anything but safe and predictable, as much as that's what we long for. That's where faith comes in. But the scary thing about faith is that you only really need it when things aren't safe and predictable. We all want to have faith, but really, honestly, we never want to be in a place where we have to use it. Am I right? The ultimate place where we're going to need our faith is at the end, when we're close to breathing our last breath. The ultimate frontier, if you will, between this life that we cling to so dearly and what comes next, whatever that might be. Okay, so faith can be scary. But listen to this. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now, faith is the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. I don't know about you, but I, in and of myself, can't conjure up that assurance of the things that I hope for. I don't have that deep conviction of the truth of the things that I can't see, the eternal life that God promises me, even just the blessings that He promises us here and now. But you know what I found? When Thicko here finally gets it, that God is in this place with me. When I stand back from the cut and thrust of the day to day and just realize that here, right here in this place, God is with me, then I receive that blessed assurance of the things hoping for. Then I discover that deep conviction of the things that I can't yet see. Look, you and I can't do it on our own. But faith is a gift from God. It's a gift that He wants to give you so that you can experience His blessed assurance of the things that you hope for and the deep conviction of the things that you can't yet see. That's God's word, fresh for you today.